Girl, look.
Don't use God. Don't use God for your own personal life. Because he sees it. And the more you're pursuing after this answer, the more you're burning yourself out. You're burning your energy out. The farther and farther away you are becoming. We're not pursuing the old us, okay? We're going after the things that God has for us. I don't know what y'all going after. That's none of my business. That's none of my business. But we're going after. But we're going after the things that God has for us. Okay. All right. Just making sure.
What's up, everybody, and welcome back to the Living in Pursuit podcast. It's your girl, Drea, and I am back with a brand new episode. Do you guys like my little setup here? I'm literally sitting on my couch. That's it. She has a new background, you know. Hopefully, the lighting and everything is okay, but if not, we're gonna keep it moving, keep it rolling, okay? Anywho, my name is Drea. If this is your first time tuning in, my name is Drea K. I am an entrepreneur, singer, songwriter, all of the things, okay? We don't get caught up on titles here, all right? Because the Lord just be doing what he want to do, okay? He be giving gifts to people, and these gifts be gifting, okay? So, yeah, my name is Drea, and this is the Living in Pursuit podcast, where we are living in pursuit of everything that God has for us. We are living in pursuit of purpose. We are just living, okay? We are stop. We will stop living in fear. Hello. And start living in pursuit. Okay. You get it. Are you here? Okay. Anyway. So by the title of this episode, I want to come on here and talk to you about the power of purpose. I do have some notes in my phone. I'm going to be looking at my phone during this episode. For those listening on the audio, I am recording this via video as well. This is going up on my YouTube channel. But yeah, I'm going to be looking down at some notes. But I first want to send my well wishes, send my prayers, send my condolences to each and every person who has been affected by these hurricanes. Look, I don't know what's going on. I don't know why this is happening to you all. I don't know. But the videos that I have been seeing online have been very devastating, to say the least. They are saying that these hurricanes, or Hurricane Helene, is worse than Hurricane Katrina. And if you know anything about Hurricane Katrina, you already know, like, much devastation, right? So I'm just praying for you all. I know a lot of my listeners are from South Carolina. So if you have been affected, if you are being affected by any of the hurricanes, my prayer is with you. I pray that all is well with you. I pray that God supplies all of your needs. I pray that God gives you strength in this hour. I pray all is well with you all. I did not want to come on here and not give any reference or acknowledgement to my listeners who are currently being affected by these storms. So today's episode kind of ties into the topic and everything that I want to speak about. The power of purpose. I have been going back into my notes lately. I write everything down. The Lord just be like speaking. So I write everything down either in my journal, in my Google Docs, or just the notes on my phone, right? So lately I have been going back and just referencing some things that God said, some instruction, you know, things that God placed on my heart years ago to do, things that he have said to me. And I have been, and also I take screenshots of pictures and place them in certain folders. Like, it's a lot. It's a whole thing, right? So if I see something that reminds me of something that God says, I screenshot it, take a picture, or screen record it and save it in my phone as well. So I've been doing a lot of that. And most of the screenshots that I have that are in reference to something God said, something God spoke over me, or something that I experienced has been women coming to me for years saying things like, oh, Drea, you don't know how much your podcast has helped me. Drea, you don't know how much your videos have blessed me. Drea, you don't know, like, this podcast has helped me in my growth and in my relationship with God. Literally, like, I'm going to read a few. So even in 2018, you all know, if you are new here, I gave my life back to God. I'm a preacher's kid. I grew up in church. I grew up in church and I knew all of the church things, but I did not have a real relationship or a real connection with God until I left my toxic relationship in 2018. So in 2018, I was literally reading my word for the first time on my own, not anybody telling me to read my word, but I started seeking God for myself, right? And so I was in my word, I started studying, I started applying the word to my life. I started listening to Christian content. I stopped watching toxic television, TV shows and things like that. Like, I started watching sermons instead of flipping on the TV and watching toxic reality shows, right? So in 2018, I like to look back over my life and see where I was and where I started with God. So around that time, I just started posting like inspirational content, talking about God. It was not just me saying something encouraging or me just, you know, putting out positive vibes. It was me literally quoting scripture and putting it out there, or posting a scripture, or literally, like, you know, sharing an experience that I had with God that day or that week or whatever. So in 2018, and I didn't even realize my impact. I didn't even realize that. And this was before I started podcasting. I don't know what I was posting, but I was posting something to where, this girl had sent me a DM on Instagram and it says, okay, so listen, I don't know you personally, but I love you. She said, you're different. Don't be freaked out, but I look up to you in a way. I came across your page by listening to another artist's music on Instagram. And I was just looking at your posts and stuff. And I was like, wow, I even be seeing you comment on other stuff. I be like, this girl is really different. Keep doing what you're doing. It got people out here watching you. Mind you, this was 2018. First coming to God. First sharing my story with my relationship with God. Like, sharing my faith for real, for real. I didn't realize I was impacting people because I was just walking in my purpose. I was just pursuing something new. I was just allowing God to speak through me, speak to me in such a way where I wanted to share it with somebody. I always had these gifts on the inside of me, but it wasn't until 2018, 2019, where I gave those gifts back to God. And when I say I gave those gifts back to God, it's literally me saying, oh, I acknowledge that I have something on the inside of me, and now I'm acknowledging that you gave it to me. What you want me to do with this? What you want me to do with these gifts? What you want me to do with this talent? Right? So when she said that, of course, you know, I gave the, oh, thank you so much. You just uplifted me, girl. I try to be the best me these days. That's all. It's nobody but God. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Like, yes, it meant something in that moment. It meant something in that moment. Every time somebody tells me something like that, it means something in the moment. But lately, as I have been reflecting on my purpose and what God wants me to do in this season of my life, what God wants me to do in my life, period, I realize me putting out the content, me starting a podcast, me being consistent with the content, me being consistent with the podcast, me sharing my faith, sharing my experience, is touching somebody. It's helping somebody. It's encouraging somebody. It is literally me doing God's work in some way, shape, form, or fashion. I get so caught up in my mind about what I think my purpose should look like that I try to minimize what God has me doing right now. I try to minimize, oh, this is just a podcast. I've been doing this for 4 years. I'm only, you know, at this level. I see everybody else, you know, doing their podcast and they're getting views and this and this and that. And when I start having an idea of what my purpose looks like, my flesh gets in the way and starts focusing my attention on that stuff that don't even matter. So what God has been doing lately, Jesus, is putting it back on my heart to go back and look at messages and notes and things like that. Like, he's literally been reminding me, this is why you do what you do. I've given you a platform. I've given you gifts. I need you to steward over them well. I need you to start looking at this thing as purpose and not looking at it as a position. I don't know why, but it has been bothering me lately to see people of influence, Christian influencers, on these podcasts and, you know, posting content and everything just be about them. Like, it has been bothering me lately, like, to my core. It's like they take what God has given them and they choke it and they hold on to it and they say, well, I'm going to do it like this. And in some way, I have become like that too in previous seasons of my life. When you think about it, the world system, you see everybody with a podcast. You see people starting podcasts to grow their businesses. You see people creating content to grow their businesses, right? But I believe that we are in, and we can get caught up in that. Let's just say that. We can get caught up in that, right? But I think, or I believe wholeheartedly, that we are in a time where God is challenging us to get in position for purpose. The purpose that is going to give him glory, not us. He is using us through these platforms, through this, these positions or whatever. He's using us in a way that is going to cause more and more people to be touched and be changed and be transformed by the words that you say, by the things that you post, by the story that you tell. Like, it's really been wrecking me. It's really been bothering me that for so long, I have looked at this podcast as a way to grow my coaching business, right? And this has been, I want to say, it's 2024 now. I believe I didn't start doing this until 2022, like 2 years ago. I started thinking and looking at this podcast. Oh, this is just a way, you know, to grow my business. This is a way to grow my brand. This is a way to, you know, do this and do that for me. And the whole time God has been giving me grace, whole time God has been throwing this podcast back into my face, the whole time God has been trying to get it through my thick skull, that the whole time God has been breaking down pride. Let's just say that. Let's be real. Let's be honest here. Okay. This season of the podcast, we're getting very real. We are getting very transparent here. Okay. I'm not afraid to say, you know, yeah, I have some times where, you know, pride has crept in, or there are times where pride creeps in. But without the discernment and without the grace and the mercy of God, without him showing me what my purpose is, without him constantly revealing to me how powerful my purpose is, I would never be able to catch myself when I feel pride creeping in. It's a part of flesh. It's the part of having flesh. You have to be so discerning in your walk with Christ that you can discern, oh no, that's pride. That ain't even God. That's me. Oh, this ain't something God want me to do. This is something that I want to do. That ain't who God want me to be with. That's who I want to be with. I stayed in a whole on and off 9-year relationship because I settled. I wanted to settle. I didn't see purpose. I stay stuck in an identity that God never wanted me to adopt. When you are able to catch yourself becoming prideful, that is an indication that you have a fear of God. That is an indication that you are mature in Christ. That is an indication that you are growing, you are healing, you are evolving, you are getting better. So even if you struggle with pride, and I know a lot of people don't even want to admit that. A lot of people don't want to admit that. But when you can catch yourself becoming prideful, first of all, God will humble you quickly. But when you grow in your relationship with God, when you grow deeper in your understanding of the kind of God he is, and when he begins to reveal to you who you are, you know that pride has no business being in your spirit. Pride has no business being a part of your ministry. Okay. Pride has no business being a part of your actual business. So lately, God has just been showing me the areas where my purpose is actually very powerful. I'm going to read something else that I saw. And this has to do with my content. This has to do with my music. This has to do with everything that God has called me to do. If you all are new, I did just put out, I put out a R&B music project, Things I Never Said, in June of 2024. And I put out my first song in 2019. So this message that I'm about to read from my phone, this is a screenshot. And this is actually a comment from my first ever video 5 years ago. It says, "She touched my soul with this song. I felt every word." This is a song that I created and I just put out there. And comments like this, "She touched my soul with this song." What? What? Everything that God has you doing right now, you may not see immediate fruit. You may not see immediate fruit. You may not see immediate revenue. You may not see immediate validation or confirmation, right? But just know that when you are not operating in pride, you can see your purpose very clearly. When you are doing something that God told you to do out of obedience and out of love and reverence for God, you can see your purpose very clearly. When you do not allow yourself to get caught up in the hype, caught up in what sister so-and-so is doing, what brother so-and-him is doing, like, you can see your purpose so clearly, right? And as God has been having me reflect on my purpose and my identity, I've been off of social media for the past 3 days. I was starting to get so bothered by some of the things that people post on TikTok. It's mind-boggling. Like, it's past the toxicity. Like, you can hear videos talking about, you know, this man cheated on me, or you can see all of the male versus female wars. You can see the fake prophets and the fake pastors and this and that. You can see all of that. But when people start posting weird stuff, it just disturbs my spirit. Literally, I was scrolling, I want to say a couple of days ago before I, you know, got off of social media. And I'm just scrolling and I'm seeing people post videos of getting boils popped, getting pimples popped, getting callus removed off of their feet, or getting like bugs removed from their ears and stuff like that. Like, it's turning my spirit already. Like, I'm sitting up here asking myself and really asking God, what is going on? why is there so much perversion? And perversion doesn't even have to be sexual. Perversion is literally an altered version of what God intended, right? That is perversion. And I'm sitting up here just looking at stuff like that, and I'm just, my skin crawling, first of all. And I'm just wondering to myself, there must be a lot of people that are not aware of the power of their purpose. There must be a lot of people unaware of the power that they have on the inside of them. Why is there not enough people operating in their purpose? Why is there not Christians, more Christians, creating films that glorify God, creating music that glorifies God, creating content that glorifies God, creating books and all of these things? Why are Christians not in the position that we need to be in? And it made me upset, because when you think about the scripture, the devil is literally like the ruler of the world, right? Like, he is the ruler of this world. And you can see every little industry and every little thing that he has his hands in. And as someone who is a mouthpiece for God, as someone who wants to operate in my God-given identity and my God-given purpose, that bothers me to see stuff like that, and people commenting on it, and people reposting it, and people spreading it around, and people just spreading this negative toxicity everywhere, and everyone is just okay with it. That bothers me. That bothers me. And when I think about purpose, purpose is not so much what you are doing. I know a lot of us, a lot of times, we just want to find the thing. We just want to find that thing that we're good at. We want stability in that thing. We want that thing to give us all of the things that we want, right? But as I'm realizing, purpose is in how you steward over what God gives you. If he gives you a platform, if he gives you a voice, if he gives you some type of talent, some type of gift, how you steward over that thing, is it reveals your heart posture, but it also reveals what you were meant and created to do in your life. I know I'm meant to be a singer. I know that. But right now, I know that I'm meant to touch people with the platform that I do have, through my podcast, through my content. I know that I'm supposed to be doing that right now. I know that. While I wait on God to create and open that door, in the meantime, I'm going to continue to do the things that I know has purpose. I'm going to continue to do the thing that I know God wants me to do. It's so many people that, like, I'll be out and about, right? And I don't be knowing these folks. Like, I be in the house, okay? Like, I be in the house, right? But when I go out, sometimes there are some people that come up to me and say, hey, I listened to your project. I loved your music. I love your voice. Keep doing it. Keep going, this and this and that, right? Or there are people who listen to my podcast for the first time, and they leave reviews under my podcast episodes. They leave comments under my YouTube videos, and they say, oh my God, this episode was powerful. You can tell that the Holy Spirit was speaking through her. Like, when I hear stuff like that, when I see stuff like that, I know this is what I'm supposed to be doing. Because there are times where I've doubted myself. There are times where I doubt hearing the Holy Spirit. There are times where I doubt that I would ever reach the purpose, the image in my mind, like where I want to be. I doubt that I will ever make it there sometimes, right? But when I hear things like that, when I see things like that, I know that God has me right where I need to be. I know that God is using me for a bigger purpose than I would have ever imagined. We get so caught up in what we want to do. We get so caught up in the future. What is this supposed to look like 10 years from now, 5 years from now, that we lose sight of purpose in the now. Maybe while you're waiting for clarity, while you're waiting on God to perform the miracle, while you are waiting on God to birth the promise or give you your next steps on your assignment, maybe your purpose is to just brag about him in the unknown. Maybe your purpose is to just tell your story, to share your experience in the now. Maybe your purpose is to write it down, document it, and then you'll be able to share it once the thing comes to pass. I don't know. I don't know what season you are in. I don't know what God has you doing right now, but I do know that purpose does not stop when we are unclear of what we're supposed to do. Purpose does not stop when we are not on the platform. Purpose doesn't stop when we are going through things. Purpose doesn't stop when the promise has yet to be birthed. Like, there's power in purpose. No matter what level of your purpose you are in, no matter what level of your career that you are in, it don't matter. I put out songs. I've put out my first ever EP in June of this year, and I didn't know that that was going to impact people. I didn't know that. I was just doing something that I knew God was allowing me to do. I know he placed a gift to sing on the inside of me. But even as I'm talking about it, there are people that are frustrated with God because they have not had their opportunity to sing. They have not had the opportunity to put music out. But let me tell you, if you're going to be used by God, if you are going to operate in your purpose, you need to know who you are. God did not release me to be able to make music, or he did not open the door for that opportunity to come for me to make music until I knew who I was. Until I had the Holy Spirit on the inside of me. Until I was able to discern. Like, purpose may be a season of development for you right now. That may be your purpose. Or not even that may be your purpose. That may be where your purpose is revealed to you. In your season of development, in your season of isolation, in your season of singleness. A lot of us, we get so caught up on, well, what is my purpose? What is my purpose? What am I supposed to be doing in life? I wish God would just give me clarity, this and this and that. Start with your gifts. Start by getting in your word. Start by getting to actually know God. Stop looking to these gurus and these, you know, entrepreneurs and these Christian influencers to tell you what your purpose is. Nobody told me what my purpose was but God. The more I spent time with God, the more I began to seek him, seek wisdom and knowledge from him, the more he started showing me what my purpose was. He didn't even have to say nothing. He started opening doors. He started giving me opportunity after opportunity. This is your purpose. I want you to use your gift to encourage on these platforms. I want you to use the gift of faith to encourage people through your content. That's the purpose. I don't care if you're on television. I don't care if you are in the music industry. I don't care if you're on a podcast. It don't matter. Your purpose is to glorify me, tell your story, and use your gifts. That's it. However way God is going to allow you to do that. But first, it has to start with you building your relationship with God, you getting at his feet, you sitting down for a season, you getting still, you getting quiet for a season, just to ask him, God, what is my purpose? What am I put on this earth to do? I know that I have many gifts. I know that I have all of these ideas. I know that I'm an entrepreneur. I know that I'm this. I know that I'm that. But what is it that's going to drive me to do all of these things? What is that battery in my back that's going to keep me going, even when I don't feel like it, even when I don't feel like showing up, even when I don't feel like teaching, even when I don't feel like putting a podcast episode out, even when I don't feel like being a mother or being a father or whatever. Show me the battery in my bag. What is it that I am sent here to do? And I promise you, God will show you bit by bit, piece by piece, season by season. My purpose was revealed during hard and good seasons. I knew I was supposed to be a singer since I was 7 and 8 years old, singing in the choir at my daddy's church. I knew it. The first time I ever sung a solo at 7 or 8 years old. Oh, this is what I'm supposed to do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is my life. Okay. Yeah. But as I had that in my mind all of these years, God started revealing pieces, other pieces to the purpose. Yeah, you're going to do that. You're going to touch people with your, I'm going to anoint your voice, Jesus. I'm going to anoint your spirit. I'm going to put my spirit on the inside of you so that you can be able to touch people with your words, touch people with your voice. Okay, I'm going to do that in one season of your life. But in other seasons, I'm going to anoint you to be able to tell your story. I'm going to anoint you to be able to use your words. I'm going to anoint you to be able to pour into women and share your story. I'm going to allow you to go through that toxic relationship so that I can snatch you up out of there. Okay. And then you'll be able to tell your story and help other women come out of their toxic relationships. Purpose is revealed through everything that you go through in your life. Okay. Purpose does not stop when you get the promise. Purpose does not stop when you get the thing. When you don't know the power of your purpose, you will always be afraid to try something. Like, I was listening to this podcast the other day and she literally said, if you don't give something to God for him to bless it, like if you don't give something God to bless, like he wants to use us. He wants to use us. He wants us to put the content out. He wants us to get on the platforms, and he wants us to even off of the platforms. He wants us to go into the grocery stores and go into the malls and the churches and just be the light. He wants us to use our gifts no matter what we're doing. Power in your purpose is having an impact and an influence on people, whether they remember your name or not. Whether they give you recognition or not, whether they like the video or not, whether they come back and listen to the podcast a second or a third time, it don't matter. All it takes is for someone to encounter you when you're operating in purpose, when you are exercising your faith, when you are doing the things that God called you to do, when you are being the light in darkness. It only take one conversation. It only take one word. It only take one song. It only take one video. It only take one social media post. It only take one compliment. It only take one DM. It only take one reply to express the power of your purpose, the impact that you have in your voice, your singing, your gifts, whatever, like that stuff is powerful. And we have to begin to realize that, like, the power of our purpose is not in the thing that we are doing at the moment. Like, yes, God wants us to do these things, right? But if he takes it all away, if that season ends for that thing, your purpose don't change. Like, you still have to encourage people. You still have to pour into people. You still have to love people. You still have to use those gifts. So if you are feeling like you don't know what to do, if you are in a season where you are unclear, when you are in a season where you just don't know what God wants you to do, ask him, what is my purpose? And how do you want me to operate in that purpose? What you want me to do with that? What you want me to do with these gifts? When we begin to understand the power of our purpose, the place don't even mean as much. Like, where we are going, like, we're going to get there. But the anxiety behind trying to get there dissolves. The uncertainty behind trying to get there, the pressure behind trying to get there, that dissolves. When you understand that it only take one video and it only take one song to impact somebody's life, it don't matter if it's 1,000 people or one person. When you realize what you have on the inside of you is meaningful and powerful, that drives you to do whatever God wants you to do. Oh, we finna put out a new project, God, bet. Oh, we finna put out a new clothing line, God, bet. Oh, we finna start a new business, God, bet. Oh, you're about to move me across the country to another city, bet. I'm gonna take my purpose with me. I'm gonna take all of my experience with me. I'm gonna take all the lessons that I learned with me. Because what that's going to do is that's going to increase the purpose. Jesus. That's going to increase the impact. That is going to increase the influence. When you can take everything you've been through, everything you've experienced, the good, the bad, the ups, the downs, when you can take all of that and fit that into your purpose and make that into your purpose and put it in some type of outlet or some type of song, some type of book, like your purpose gets deeper. Your purpose is increased. God puts his favor on that. Well, I felt something on that one. Don't get caught up in the place. Don't get so caught up in the place. Don't get so caught up in the thing. Just operate. Operate in your purpose. Operate in your gifts. God will lead you to what he wants you to do. He will give you the instruction. When it's time for you to move, when it's time for you to do something, he's going to tell you. And he's going to give you clear instruction. But if you're not clear right now, maybe you need to rest. Maybe you need to go back and reflect on some of the things that God had already told you to do that you're not doing for whatever reason. Start there. But don't get anxious. Don't get in a tussle with the Lord trying to figure out what your purpose is. Because whatever your purpose is going to be powerful and it's going to be anointed and it's going to be something that gives God glory. Okay. So, I hope this podcast episode was encouraging to you all. Like, I know me having this podcast, like, I know it now. If I never knew it before, I know now this podcast is powerful, whether I was able to see it or not. Whether I lose sight of this thing or not, me being in front of this mic, whether if I'm singing, if I'm on this podcast giving y'all an episode, like, it's powerful. Whatever God done placed on the inside of me that he's trying to get out, it's powerful and it's for a purpose. Whether I know the reason for the purpose of or not, I just got to do it because I love it, because I want to, because he wants me to. So, yeah, I love you guys, and I will talk to you all in my next episode. Bye.